Welcome inside the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, John Ledyard, from over at FanRagSports.com. And joining me today is Locked On Patriots host, Mark Schofield. And no, we're not playing. Patriots and Steelers aren't playing this week, so this isn't a true crossover episode. But I wanted to have Mark on this episode, which, by the way, is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Use that promo code, Locked On, at MyBookie.ag. But I wanted to have Mark on the podcast because we've talked so much throughout the season. It seems like everything we focus on with the Steelers is it going to be enough when New England rolls around? Because let's be honest, these two teams seem like they're on a collision course. So, Mark, I know it hasn't been a perfect season for the Patriots so far, but doesn't it still feel like that these are the best two teams in the AFC? And respect to Kansas City, but I just feel like when the playoff time comes, the Steelers are going to be looking at how to get over the hump of trying to beat New England in the postseason.
Yeah, John, and off the top, man, thanks for having me on, buddy. Appreciate coming on, doing a little locked over action with you. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, obviously, opening night, Kansas City, you know, they were just dismantled New England. But New England, as we've seen from them over the years, they're starting to round into form, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, they've had some injuries. They were gashed by some teams early on. You know, Deshaun Watson was, you know, nothing short of magical, even in a loss up there in New England. Cam Newton got them. But they've started to figure it out on the defensive side of the ball. And that's sort of what we've seen year in and year out from the Patriots, is they might start slow, but they start to round into good playoff-type shape come November. As for the Steelers, you know, even though we saw that opening night game between Kansas City and New England, you know, the Steelers are still the team that, as a Patriots fan and as somebody that's following that team and talking about that team on a daily basis, the Steelers are the team that still kind of keep me up at night, you know, thinking about, you know, obviously they got that meeting in mid-December, which, as it looks right now, that could go a long way towards determining the number one overall seed. I mean, as you said, obviously no disrespect to Kansas City, but I think given the history from those two teams, New England and Pittsburgh, given how those teams are looking right now, given, you know, from my perspective, the potential of that Steelers offense to get even a little bit better as the season wears on, I think you're right. I think those two teams are on a collision course. That game in December is going to be sort of must-watch TV. You know, it's going to go a long way towards determining that AFC top seed, I think. And then they will, in all likelihood, meet again come the playoffs.
You watch a lot of these different teams. I know you evaluate a lot of the quarterbacks and do stuff for Bleacher Report and some of the best work out there on the quarterback position. And you, first of all, let's start with New England, and then we'll go to Pittsburgh. And I'm just curious, your thought, you obviously study and watch all these New England games, talk about them on the podcast. There's this kind of, even though they're 6-2, there's been this kind of stigma that they haven't really played up to their potential or anywhere near as well as they could. Or maybe it's because people were talking about undefeated season and some of that ridiculous talk at the beginning of the year. But having said that, is there an area of New England's team that just really concerns you that you maybe don't see getting necessarily better, you know, like a player coming back from injury or something like that? But is there an area of the team that you really think, just now that the trade deadline's passed, may just be a concern the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of things you can kind of point to. And, you know, at the outset, I'll say that, like, I think they've only really played like one complete game as a team in terms of being up to par or what you would expect from New England on both sides of the football. And that was that Sunday night game against Atlanta. I think both offensively and defensively, they had a pretty good performance that night. But, you know, in some weeks, it's been maybe the offense that has kind of carried them or gotten them over the hump, like that game against Houston. You know, Houston puts up a ton of points in that game, but the offense has enough to have one final drive to get down the field and score. You know, maybe last week against the Chargers, the offense had some chances to sort of put that game away. You know, they open the second half. They get a big kickoff return. They get first and 10 at the Chargers, I think, 30 or 25-yard line. And you get a chance with a 15-7 lead to sort of, you know, really put the pressure on the Chargers and put that one away. And they come away with a missed field goal. And so maybe it was more the defense that kind of carried them last Sunday. I think in terms of an area just X's and O's wise where they sort of need improvement, and it's stuff we've talked about with these New England teams in the past, it's pass rush. You know, they could dial up blitzes at time. Like they got after Rivers on one where they had a cross blitz with Landon Roberts and David Harris. I actually did a video on that for Locked On Patriots. People can check out. You know, but, you know, that's stuff like that they can get in from time to time. But they don't have consistency in terms of a pass rush. They've had performances from Trey Flowers here and there, and Dietrich Wise has done some things. But it's an inconsistency at the pass rush spot, which is going to be a problem, especially if you think about them going up against Pittsburgh, where, you know, Roethlisberger is a tough guy to get down. He always seems to avoid sacks and shrug off sacks. And you really need to get him to the turf and finish plays in the offensive backfield. And so that's an area to consider. And offensively, look, watching New England this year, one thing that's kind of stuck out with me is their ability to sort of run the ball on first down. It's not getting a lot of attention right now, but I think they're averaging 4.7, 4.8 yards per play when they run the ball on first down. It's fourth best. It was at least fourth best coming into this past week. They struggled with it a little bit against the Chargers, and some teams that were on bye sort of leapfrogged them. But that's been something it's been interesting to watch, because that's usually not something New England does. I mean, I went back and looked through like the past 10 years or so, and years when they've won the Super Bowl, they were mid to low of the pack, maybe averaging three yards on the ground when they ran the ball on first down. So this has been an area they've improved. So that's been interesting to watch. But, you know, in the passing game, there's still some throws where Brady sort of misses them. Brady's trying things that he maybe can't quite do anymore. That interception that got called back due to a penalty on Sunday night against Atlanta, where he rolled to his right, tried to throw crossbody. That's a tough throw to begin with. Maybe one he doesn't have in the tank anymore. So there are some things on both sides of the ball I think either could be concerning going forward, or things that they need to clean up going forward.
And you mentioned not playing more than one just complete game, and Steelers fans, I think, really identify with that, because the Steelers have kind of messed around and ended up at 6-2, and that's what it feels like at this point. We said going into the year that at worst this team should be 6-2, given their first half of the schedule, their slate, that first half of the schedule. If they stayed healthy, at worst this team should be 6-2. Well, at worst they are 6-2, and it has been at worst. I don't think they've played particularly well. You would expect this offense to be a lot more explosive than it's been. What's been your observations when you've been able to see Pittsburgh? Is there something that you point to on this team that you're like, this is definitely a weakness? Or is this a Steelers team that you think has the chance to get over that hump against New England more so than maybe in past seasons?
I think they have that potential to get over the hump, John. And if there's one thing that sort of sticks out with me watching the Steelers offense right now, and it's something you and I have actually talked about before, that's Roethlisberger on the deep ball. Mm-hmm. It's just been inconsistent this year. They've had opportunities. They've had chances. You know, sometimes he puts the ball where it should be. I mean, you look at, you know, that open play against Chicago. We talked about this one, the deep shot to Martavis Bryant. When that's probably a catchable ball and, you know, maybe a tiny bit overthrown, but it still should be caught. It wasn't caught. Open and drive against Detroit. He has Rodgers sort of on a deep crosser in the end zone. That's a catchable ball, and it's dropped. But then there are some other throws where it's either overthrows or deep shots sort of into coverage in the direction of Antonio Brown. You know, so I think if they – you don't need to hit on all of those, but if you hit on maybe half of them, if they hit on a better percentage than they are right now, that's going to do wonders for their offense, because at the heart of the Steelers offense obviously is the run game. Le'Veon Bell, counter Trey, you know, they are just a dangerous, dangerous team when they get that run game going. And if you've got situations where safeties, they can't come up, they can't fly downhill against the run action because they're so worried about getting deep, getting beaten deep, that's just going to make the Steelers offense that much harder to defend. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of what I talked earlier about the reasons why the Steelers might sort of keep me up at night. It's that sort of scenario. It's where, you know, we get into November, that game in December, and Roethlisberger is starting to hit those deep shots or hit more of those deep shots, but they're still doing the stuff on the ground with counter, with Bell and his patience as a running back. That's when you could sort of see that offense sort of gel and come together and really be dangerous. And then, you know, obviously as we get into November, December, that ground game, it's going to be crucial because you might get weather games, you might get games of the elements. You're going to need to run the ball to sort of grind out clock and win some games. And that's what the Steelers do right now, maybe better than most teams in the AFC.
Yeah, it is. It's weird because that's always been a strength to Ben Roethlisberger's, right? I mean, you study quarterbacks. Hasn't Ben always been pretty good with the deep ball through most of his career?
Yeah, and that's why it's been sort of interesting to watch. And, you know, you wonder if part of it is, look, you know, you're getting on the same page with, you know, a rookie in Juju Smith-Schuster. You're, you know, trying to get Martavis Bryant back into the lineup, back into the rotation. You know, obviously, you know, maybe some some situations there where because of Antonio Brown and some consternation over him not getting the ball here and there, you're trying to get the ball and hit him and get him involved as well. And, you know, there's a lot of weapons that you got to get the ball to. And so maybe it's that's part of the reason for the inconsistency. But, yeah, John, that's been an area where more than anything I think that they could get better so quickly if they start hitting on some of those.
Yeah, I think that is the I think you hit the nail right on the head, is because I think it is the big missing link for Pittsburgh offensively. I thought it would, last year it was kind of the big missing link, but it wasn't on Ben as much as it was the receivers last year. I thought they just didn't have a real big deep threat when Sammy Coates got hurt, and he wasn't great, and they didn't have Martavis, and so there just wasn't that big vertical type of threat in this offense, and there always kind of has been. That's when Haley's groups have been at their best, and so that is probably the big missing element. I think everybody looks at Pittsburgh, and we automatically think about it in terms of, I mean, the AFC isn't strong. We know kind of where the Steelers stand versus the Chiefs. They've kind of dominated that series, but we know that the Patriots are that nemesis. So I think everybody looks at the Steelers defense and they're like, oh, they've run, you know, I think Pro Football Focus had them at like 10% of their coverages are man coverage at this point in the season. And so they're running predominantly zone again. And we know what happens when they spot dropped against Tom Brady every time they face him. So I think Steelers fans are like, oh, we're glad we're 6-2 running that scheme and it's good stuff. But when we get to face Tom Brady, and we saw it even against the high caliber quarterback in Matt Stafford, that zone has holes in it, and it's just always going to have holes in it if it's a zone. If you were swat drop consistently and you're playing just basic cover two, great quarterbacks, which the Steelers have faced one of, in my opinion, even though Alex Smith played well, I don't think he's a great quarterback. They faced Matt Stafford, and that's it so far this season, and he threw for over 400 yards against them, and that is kind of where the concern rests. They can be number one in pass defense in the NFL, but if that defense is still getting shredded by high-caliber quarterbacks, we kind of feel like we know what Tom Brady is going to do if the Steelers go out there and spot drop. Do you expect the Steelers to just continue to kind of ride this formula because it is successful for them? Or do you think when they face Tom Brady, is this finally a secondary with Joe Hayden in place, with Artie Burns another year, Sean Davis another year, Mike Mitchell, if they stay healthy, Mike Hilton playing great in the slot, is this finally the secondary that can do some different things and handle some different things and maybe confuse Tom Brady with some looks?
Yeah, John, that's a really good question. And I think going forward, I'd still expect, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers defensively to play the way they've been playing, because I think if you look sort of to what they can do against New England, if they rely on zone coverage schemes, if they rely on spot drop, and if there's one other sort of weak area with New England right now, it's pass protection. And they've been okay from here and there. They've had some good games, but there have been times when they can give up pressures. There are times when Tom Brady's having to move around in the pocket and make throws quicker than he wants to. I mean, you can look at that game last Sunday against the Chargers, and Bosa and Ingram, you know, that's a talented pass rush. I mean, it's not just the two of them, too. They got Palapoy, they got McCain, they've got some guys that can rush the passer out there in L.A., and they were able to get it blocked up for the first half, but then they started doing some different stuff. They went some speed packages, they did some blitzes off the edge, and they really sort of shut down that New England passing game. They forced Brady off the spot. They got him moving around in the pocket. They hit him a bunch of times, and he's taken a lot of hits this year. And so I think if you look at a potential meeting between these two teams, what I would imagine sort of the game plan coming in would be, let's see if we can get after the passer early. We'll play the way we've been playing. We'll spot drop. We'll play zone coverage. I know he's burned us in the past, but I think we can get after him a little bit. And if they can't, if you know they can't get after the quarterback, if Brady's got all day to throw and he's starting to pick guys apart, then, like you said, you've got talent in the secondary. Play more than 10% of man coverage. Do some different stuff. Show him some different looks, because, you know, we saw it last year. We've seen it in the past between these two teams. If Pittsburgh wants to sit in zone and they can't get home, they can't get Brady off the spot in the pocket, he will pick them apart. Mm-hmm. But either they try to get pressure first, and if they can't, then they have to do some different things back there in the second and third levels.
Ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago, Detroit, whatever it might be. Let me tell you this, where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in this business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing, and they have the fastest payouts, just two business days. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to both me, those that I know, other co-hosts on the Locked On Network as well, and a lot of you fans that have sounded off and said how good and how much you enjoy MyBookie and using it every weekend. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. A reminder to all you guys out there, make sure you check out Locked On Patriots with Mark Schofield and get a look behind the enemy lines. Know what we're going to face eventually here because I think we are on that collision course. But Mark, we kind of do a disservice if we don't mention Kansas City because they have been great. They've been tremendous this season. And I know that the Steelers have had a lot of success against the Chiefs. So I think that because of that, some Steelers fans kind of dismiss them, at least in terms of, you know, this is a team that could potentially, you know, derail us in the playoffs. I don't think they're seen that way in Pittsburgh like New England is. But they've given New England a little more of an issue. They won two of the last three against the Patriots, played them tight in the loss that they had. Kind of blew them out twice, eventually at least blew them out. You know, and they found ways to score. Andy Reid's found ways to score against this Patriots team. Do you fear the Chiefs as much as you fear the Steelers in terms of a Patriots fan, or do you fear a matchup with the Chiefs maybe more than you would against the Steelers?
Yeah, that's a tough question, John. And I think part of the reason that people have it fully bought in on Kansas City right now is because, look, Alex Smith is playing the quarterback position extremely well right now. You know, what he's doing with Andy Reid, what they've decided to do, and, you know, sort of going back to Alex's roots as a quarterback, going back to that 2004 playbook that Urban Meyer was running with him down at the University of Utah, incorporated some of that, you know, spread stuff into their offense, has made Alex a much more comfortable and confident quarterback. And they're playing well and they're playing great and all that's great. People want to see Alex Smith do it in December, do it into the playoffs. And I think until we see, you know, a game where maybe it's a divisional round game against, say, Jacksonville or Houston or something like that, you know, come December, come January, where he goes out and throws two touchdowns and throws for 300 yards and doesn't turn the ball over. Until we see a performance like that, people are still going to say, look, they're playing well right now, and that's great. Show me it happening in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Show me that, you know, same sort of aggression that you need in the playoffs, because you remember this more than anybody. I mean, that game last year between, you know, Pittsburgh and Kansas City, Smith missed some opportunities. He had some open guys downfield and he just either didn't see him or didn't pull the trigger. And so I think because of that, it gives people pause when they look at Kansas City and project them to the playoffs, project them into maybe an AFC championship game against Pittsburgh or against New England. And so the talent is certainly there. Andy Reid has certainly schemed some stuff this year. I mean, some of the stuff he was drawing up for open tonight, getting Kareem Hunt open in the secondary, scheming Tyreek Hill open. Yeah, I mean, they could definitely do some things. But there's still that, you know, sort of hesitation with them. Whereas you've seen it from Pittsburgh, you've seen it from Roethlisberger over the years. And so because of that issue, because of sort of the long-term longevity and success from Pittsburgh and from Roethlisberger as opposed to Alex Smith, I think people still sort of view Pittsburgh as the more dangerous team come playoff time.
Right. And just looking at kind of the win-loss thing, and the Steelers haven't beaten New England since 2011, and they've lost the last four in that matchup, where it is interesting, because I feel like for Pittsburgh, it's an easy answer. You don't mind facing the Chiefs in the playoffs. That isn't to say the Chiefs couldn't beat the Patriots or the Steelers, because, like you said, Chiefs have missed opportunities to win the games both the last two times. But I think there is this feeling, even this year in the regular season, late in the game, Steelers didn't put them away. They didn't finish the game. Chiefs had opportunities. Alex Smith, Steelers got better pressure in that game. But I do think there's a feeling in Pittsburgh that they kind of own Alex Smith, that they rattle Alex Smith, that we can get to him and affect him early on in the game and he doesn't recover. And I think that superior pass rush or whatever it is, the defensive mentality, you know, kind of wears on him eventually as the game goes on. But to me, that is, if it comes down to one of these three teams, I think the way that they kind of all match up with each other, and you have, you know, Josh McDaniels, Todd Haley, and Andy Reid, you know, all together, offensive minds don't get better than those three. You know, I mean, that's about as good as it gets. So I think it has the potential to be a really fun matchup. A reminder to all you guys as well, if you haven't, go to iTunes, check out Locked On Steelers, leave a review and a rating, and include your Twitter handle as well, and you could be entered in a chance to win a Pro Football Focus Edge subscription, lots of cool stats and things like that thrown in there as well that I often quote and use on the podcast because I absolutely love my Pro Football Focus Edge subscription. It is essential to me and everything that I do in the field, and I think you guys would really love it as well. So, Mark, it has been great having you on the podcast. I do want to ask you one more question before I let you go. I know it's we're going into week 9. I know it's a long way off. Right now, you have to put down money on two teams being in the AFC Championship game. Who are your two teams right now?
All right. Well, my heart, I'll answer this two ways. My heart says New England and Houston. Because wow. I want to see my boy Deshaun Watson. And I want him to get another shot at the Pats, man, because that game was fun to watch. And Watson has just been so much fun to watch. So that's my heart. But my head says Pittsburgh, New England. And I think for a lot of the reasons we've talked about, John, look, these teams, these organizations, these players, these coaches, like they've been through these games. They've been through those like playoff grinds where you've got to go through November, December, and win a bunch of games, battle the elements, or whatever you have to do to get to the playoffs and to win games there as well. And they're battle tested up and down the organization. And I still, as great as Alex Smith has been playing, I still sort of have those hesitations. And we could start to see some of it on this Monday night game against Denver, but Denver sort of got after Smith in the second half. They got some pressure on him. The eyes started to drop a little bit. That was talk about a team that had a chance to put the game away a couple of times. I mean, I was writing about that game for Bleacher Report and had to delete my copy a bunch of times because they let the Denver Broncos hang around, and a team that with Simeon, a quarterback, didn't really have any reason to be in that game, but they were still clawing back it because of their defense and the way they were able to slow down Alex Smith in that offense. And so, because of those sort of hesitations around Smith and haven't seen it before in the playoffs, my heart, I want to see Watson get another crack at the Pats, but my head says Patriots, New England. Pittsburgh, New England.
Yeah, right. No, I feel the same way with you. Head and heart, I feel the same way. I do think it could, both teams have to stay healthy, and let's hope that happens, because I think we could be on pace for the maybe the best matchup between those two teams in terms of competition that we've seen, and we've seen some good ones. So this edition of Locked On Steelers brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Get into all the action with MyBookie.ag, where they will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use that promo code Locked On to activate that offer. This weekend, a lot of good games. Make sure you guys get over to MyBookie.ag, spend your money the right way, and win big. Mark, great having you on the podcast. Really appreciate it, my man. Enjoy the bye week. I know you've got a lot of great stuff lined up on Locked On Patriots that people should check out as well. Enjoy the bye week, my friend, and we'll catch up again soon with a crossover episode when the Steelers and the Patriots do match up in the regular season.
Sounds great, buddy. Yeah, I'm already looking forward to that episode. It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. We'll be back early next week. We'll talk more about the Steelers and what they could potentially be doing as they prepare for the Indianapolis Colts coming off their bye week and getting back to practice and facing up against a defense that offense should have a lot of success against. So we'll preview that matchup in full next week. Looking forward to it. Until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On Steelers.